Shall we begin?
Let's begin now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Differential FPL podcast. I remain your host, Deshukwe Doherty, and here with me today is Shola. Shola, how far? How's it going?
It's going well. Going well.
Yeah.
Man.
You enjoy the Champions League games?
No, yeah, the Champions League games are mad. Especially especially on Tuesday. The Arsenal Bayern and Real Madrid was actually too mad. Watching them at the same time.
Oh, you were, because we were using that multicast thing.
Yeah, right? I was using the multicast, so they show it by side by side. I didn't watch the games yesterday, but also I loved watching Atalanta battle Liverpool today.
I missed that, but you know, tell me more about that match. What was it like?
So basically, I mean, I think Atalanta deserved, they deserved to win. I don't think the scoreline was deceiving, because in the first half alone, it could have easily been like 3 or 4.
Wow.
So they went into halftime 1-0. Then Liverpool came out fighting, you know, Salah had like 2 quick shots saved and blocked. He created a few chances, and then moments of like they're basically like the second goal was just lovely. Like the cross and the finish.
Yeah.
Like it was a perfect ball, and it's like literally it was a volley, but like a volley pass into the net. It was lovely.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, like Liverpool could have lost that game like 6. Yeah.
Wow. All right, fair. Let's hope that affects them in the league. But moving on from that a little bit, I guess we can talk about last game week. I think it was game week 32, right? Oh, we have only 6 left. So at this point your rank is to go up quickly, or it doesn't, you're just gonna be sleeping in the same place. But anyways, and I'm still, well, I'm not in the trenches, sir, but I'm close to the trenches. I would like how close to the trenches, but we'll see what we can do about that. But anyways, this week is last week. Let's talk about our scores last week. So last week, I think you scored the highest out of 3 of us. That's Abby, myself, and you. Do you want to run through your team first?
Yeah. I ended up with a very, very small green arrow, but green arrow altogether. Flecken with 1, Bradley with 1, Brathwaite and Gabriel with 6 each. Ooh. Diaz 7. Palmer 5, Saka 10, Captain Salah 16, then Haaland 8, Solanke 2, Muniz 2.
Yeah, any regrets from this week? I mean, your only change was Foden.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't play, so Muniz came in for him. So
fair enough. He has a yellow on his head, though.
Yeah, I know. I'm monitoring that. Like, a part of me even feels like he might not even start this weekend.
Yeah.
Because they have Madrid at the Etihad.
Mm-hmm.
Next. So, you know, he's like the last game. Who did they play? Just play Crystal Palace, right?
Yeah.
Like, he was fully rested and he played almost 90 minutes against Madrid. You know, he went off with a knock. But I don't think it's anything serious. Okay. I don't think it's anything serious. So, I mean, I have a feeling that he'll probably, you know, I personally don't think he's going to start this week anyway.
Okay. All right, fair enough. All right, fair enough.
So, right now, as a stance, he's even sitting on my bench. So.
Okay. Well, your team, the way it is. Well, I guess we'll talk about any changes that you're going to make in a second anyway. But for now, let me run through mine, because I scored 60 points. I don't think I made a change this week. No, I didn't make a change. So I played So my points, Neto with 4 points. It pained me that Luton brushed these guys. I don't even understand how that happened, but so be it. Gabriel with 6, Virgil with 1, Senesi with 1. That Virgil, man. You guys just an expensive bro. It's just an expensive wall or 2 points.
The guy will try to use 4 at the top cross.
That Virgil, man. But he has a double coming up, so for now he stays. For now he stays. Yes. Salah captain 16. Palmer 5, though. I won't lie. When Palmer was playing, I was having heart palpitations. I was like, Jesus Christ, this guy was not doing anything today.
I know, man. I'm happy that there was only one assist he got.
Yeah.
A number of people captained him, so.
Yeah. And then Saka with 10, Son with 5, Alan with 8, Solanke with 2, Muniz with 2. On my bench, Gusto with 0, Van Eck with 1, Garnacho with 2. Ariola is on red now. I don't even know what's doing this guy. But,
he's injured now.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I don't think I have a keeper change to make, so I'm just going to leave it anyway. And then Abi as well, that is not with us. And he's actually not with us because, you know, of scheduling. We weren't able to get time when we could get him in at the same time with both of us. So it wasn't as if he was chasing Big Booty around today. So we can forgive him. So Neto with 4. Gabriel with 6 for Habi. Habi scored 40. No, sorry, I said 40. 59 points. Udogi with 2. Saka with 10. Son 5. Bowen 1. Salah 16. Palmer 5. Solanke 2. Alan 8. But most annoying on his bench, Regular with 9.
Yeah.
And do you know why Regular has 9 on his bench? Because Habi has coconut head. That's why. he was so sure Gavida was going to score last week. About bringing him in, play as if nothing happened.
Yeah, the funniest thing about is that Vanya now scored against Madrid.
That was a good one. That was funny. I laughed when that happened. So, I mean, he also has Archer on his bench with 4 points. And I'm guessing this week, he's actually good. I'm sure he's going to play him this week against Luton. And I bet, and I won't put it past Klopp to actually bench him. But you know what? Reguilón actually has a great game week. He actually plays Sheffield United at home.
Yeah.
So which is actually not bad. Is it, you know, but okay, let's talk a little bit about our changes this week and where we might go to this week. So, I mean, looking at your team, what are you thinking of doing this week? What are your plans?
I don't think I need... I think I'm just going to roll my transfer this week because I don't see any need to bring anybody in.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if I had more money in the bank, maybe I might have brought in Son, but I'm not going to, you know, try and just take a minus four. Right now, in fact, this is not even the period I want to be taking minus four at this part of the season.
But every point is
every pressure. Point counts now at this point.
But I think with 6 games to go, there are actually some really good players to target. So you're saying that this week is a quiet week for you, no changes at all?
I mean, I look at my team and I think I'm pretty satisfied with the team going into this week.
Yeah,
you know, because I have
so first off, does Bradley start for you?
Yeah.
But he is back. Trent is back.
Yeah, but I mean, he's back in training, but I don't think he's just good. I don't think he's like fully fit to just start like that. Because I mean, he didn't even play today.
Right, fair enough. Fair enough.
You know.
Yeah.
He was on the bench, but he didn't even play.
Okay. Is there any chance?
Bradley too didn't play at all. So.
Oh, okay. Bradley didn't even play either. So, okay, fair enough. Is there any chance that you play Foden at all? I mean, what would make you play him instead of having him on your bench?
The question is, I don't know who to bench for. I mean, unless I bench Muniz for him.
Yeah.
That's probably, if I play Foden, it'll probably be Muniz that I'll have to sacrifice. Because I like the Liverpool players against Palace at home. I like Salah at home, as I said, Salah. Saka as well against at home to Villa. And Palmer at home against Everton. So, like, funny enough, all my midfielders play at home.
Fair enough. And just real quick as well. Now, okay, let me give you my own gist as well. So, what me I'm thinking about, really? And also, I think the doubles for game week 37 have been announced, Abi. It's not
Yes.
that, but there are a few players, there are a few teams out there that have doubles. And I think they are people who have doubles are Spurs, Man City, Brighton, Chelsea, Man U, and Newcastle. Man U face Arsenal and Newcastle at home. So I don't even know if that's good or bad. Brighton face Chelsea at home. And then they also face Newcastle away. Chelsea face their feeder club, Brighton, away from home. And not so Chelsea actually have two away games, one against Forest and one against Brighton.
Yeah.
So they are racking up quite a few doubles coming up. Spurs face Man City at home and Burnley at home. So that's actually very, very spicy for Spurs. But yeah, so those are the doubles coming on in 37. In 36, there are no doubles. But right in 35, there's a double for Chelsea and Spurs. Spurs face Arsenal at home, Chelsea away. Chelsea face Villa away, Spurs at home. So that's the information there. If you if you are targeting any doubles or singles or whatever it is, go ahead. That's what we got. So for me this week, I actually have Son, but Son doesn't actually have a fixture next week, and I have two free transfers. So earlier in the week, I was thinking of bringing in another Liverpool midfield player who would have been Diaz for Son against that Crystal Palace defense, because I feel like that Crystal Palace, they are ripe for a beating. They can collect it this week. I have a feeling they can collect it this week. But
those guys,
all
like teams like that, Crystal Palace right now,
yeah.
Like right now, because they're not safe yet, but they're just 5 points from safety. Never mind. I thought they had more points.
Oh, let me check. Let's check. Well,
I was thinking like maybe they're already on holiday mode, but they're not. So 5 points away.
That's another. So right now, you really want to stay away from teams that are like. Even though I went to one or two players, but I went to Muniz because, to be honest, Muniz is like it was like an enabler to get Salah. But
yeah,
all these players that don't really have much to play for. Because you've seen the way Fulham have looked very inconsistent lately.
Yeah, like, Fulham have done it. Yeah, they've looked real funny. Because, I mean, they're 1 point away from 40 points.
Yep. And they're about 9 points away from Palace. So they're kind of almost safe anyway. Salah, Palace have a game in hand and they have 30 points. So Luton actually have 25. So Palace have 5 points from safety, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you look at the teams below them, and I think they get two more wins, they are safe. You know.
Palace?
Yeah, Palace.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
they get two more wins, they are safe. Let's see. Mm-hmm. But the point of my whole point there was that the fact that KDB did not play against
Real Madrid.
Was that because he's carrying a knock?
Pep said he was ill.
Oh, Pep said he was ill. So
yeah.
What? But he should be back for the weekend, right?
Yeah, he should be fit for the weekend. I expect KDB to start this weekend.
Yeah, and last time he faced Luton, he delivered five. What's it called? Haaland. I think he had like three assists or something ridiculous.
I don't even know, but all I know is Haaland is like captain. I'm never thinking about this.
Yeah. So I think I double up on City this week. Due to the fact. Sorry?
That's ideal.
Yeah.
But there's a chance even if Foden is fit.
Mm-hmm.
Chance I might still sell him because I really don't think he's going to start this weekend.
Yeah, yeah, and the fact that right now, well, I mean, we'll know next week if City are going to what's the word I'm looking for? Move forward
in the
yeah, you know. But right now, I have the funds to do Son to KDB. I think I want to wait until Pep talks tomorrow, and once we hear from Pep, and I know what is going on, then I am definitely bringing in KDB next week. You know, I think he's actually a differential. It's actually my differential for the week this week. 30.4%. 30.4% owed.
Oh, two of us are differentials are from City.
You know, funny enough, I might not captain Haaland this weekend. I might not, because I feel like Haaland might actually chop bench this.
Haaland is, you know, that's actually true. It's very possible.
It's very possible. I mean, I'll wait until. Sorry, say that. Go on, please.
He's due a big haul.
He's due a big haul, but he didn't play. Well, he didn't play against Villa, sure. I don't think it
Yeah,
was because.
was
I
fully
think
rested against Villa.
he was fully rested. Okay, maybe you know what? Maybe he does start against
So
Luton, because at the end of the
I
day,
don't see how he doesn't start.
at the end of the day, Pep wants to make sure that he gets like game time,
Yep.
and he gets like a few goals just to get him going, you know. So I think this weekend I bench
I
Muniz.
know Alvarez is probably, I think Alvarez starts this weekend over Foden.
Another guy that is very, very dangerous this weekend. Do you understand? Alvarez can easily start over Haaland. So right
Yeah.
now, like I said, I was thinking of a Liverpool player for Son, but I think I'm going to go with KDB at least for this week, and even next week when Liverpool do have a double, I have two free transfers, so I could still go Diaz next week for KDB anyway. Do you understand what I mean? And then bring Son back in. And bring Son back in when Son has his doubles in game week 36 and wait, sorry, in game week 35. So that's where I'm definitely going to have Son for those doubles against Spurs, sorry, against Chelsea and Arsenal. But for now, I feel like that KDB move is a very, very good move. Hopefully it pays off. I actually think it's a very, very good captain option for this week.
Yeah, definitely.
Other good options for this week. Out there, Brentford are facing Sheffield United. I know it's like easy to just say, "Yo, Brentford are going to pile on these championship teams." But I mean, what do you feel about Sheffield United actually showing some guts? They are still in the, I think they can still,
Yeah, I mean,
have sort of still, no, they are dead and buried though. They have like 16
they're
points.
dead and buried, but
Yeah.
they're not going. I mean, I think they know they're dead and buried. So I think right now they're just playing for pride,
Yeah.
because if you look at what you call it, you look at the last few games,
Yeah,
right? What's it called?
they've
You
shown a
look
little
at
bit
Sheffield
of.
United's last few games. They've shown some fight.
I mean,
Like what?
last
Out
two
of the last five, they've drawn three of their last five.
games. Three
They
of them.
drew Bournemouth, drew Fulham, drew Chelsea.
So.
And it seems that they lost to our teams you would expect them to do soon, Liverpool and Arsenal.
Correct. I like so I but I still feel like if you go with, you cannot go wrong if you have Reguilon and Mbeumo. Yeah. So if you have that Reguilon on your bench that you've been saving, this is actually a good weekend where you can, you know, give him a shot and hopefully he gets you those points. Other guys that people are looking at lately, Sarabia is getting a lot of, you know, he's getting a lot of looks. I know a few weeks ago, was it you that mentioned him or was it Habib that mentioned him?
We both mentioned him for the community
Yeah,
sim.
exactly. And I wasn't too sure because what's it called? Because their attack, it looks like a lot of guys were out. But it looks like they are coming back slowly and they are coming back in. And he's what, 4.7? I mean, he's a very, very cheap asset, but Wolves do have that double coming up as well. So if you want to get someone cheap that you place on the bench, do you understand? This other players that are good, looking good, Chris Wood, another call. Do you see a spot for Chris Wood in your team anytime soon?
I mean, if I decide to sell Muniz or Solo, if I decide to sell Muniz or Solanke, I mean, that's where those are the slots you can fill.
Yeah, let me even see how much. I
Because
mean, the last is definitely.
the only forward on my team that's obviously not sellable is Haaland. The other everybody else can.
Oh, what is that? Wood is actually 4.9. You
Yeah,
know,
he's really cheap.
yeah, it's really cheap, and he has actually dropped points in his last four. You know, they are still chasing. What's it called? They are not safe. So you know that they are still fighting for something.
Yep, and their
Definitely,
fixture run is
it's not
actually
bad.
not.
It's not bad. It's not bad when you think about it, when you look at it. And you know, they right now they're on 25 points, so they need to win at least four to say okay, oh, they can chill and relax and know that they're in Premier League next season. So him and Morgan Gibbs-White, both of them are actually good calls. They're good differentials to have at this period of time. I've been monitoring them more closely. Bournemouth, Man United, you spoke a little bit about. I'm actually a bit pissed I have so many Bournemouth players now. I haven't been able to get out of them. How many do you have?
I have two.
Ugh, I have three, man. I have Neto. I have Senesi. Who better start this weekend? You know, if he does this, well, he's on my bench this weekend. So, sorry, no, it doesn't matter if he starts. But I have to play Neto because, what's he called? Because I realized injury, which I really didn't want to. I really don't want to do. But at this point, I'm not going to be making a keeper change except if I really, really need it. I think my defense this week, I'm going to start Gabriel, Gusto, and Virgil with Van Dijk on the bench because I don't really trust that Bournemouth side. But Solanke, Solanke, I just look at it with one eye, to be honest. I have a feeling, I think Solanke wants that gimmick. 34 is done. I see him dropping out to my side after his double. What about you?
Yeah. That's the only reason I still have him.
Yeah.
So if it's double. Once the double is done, I'm getting rid of him.
I'm telling you. Is that even that even before the double? So if he doesn't pay at if he doesn't do something very nice very soon. I mean the double is only 2 game weeks away, so it's very hard to say I'm just going to take him off. But I don't like the way I'm looking at him at the moment. But let's see what he does this weekend. I feel like there are other guys that might do something. Even Crystal Palace with Mateta and what's the other guy's name? Edward.
Oh, Edward.
Yeah. So there are a few cheap strikers here and there that are doing things. So at this point in time, if you are not doing things, man, we'll see. Cunha is back for Wolves, so that's another guy again.
Yeah, but they said they probably won't start to like... He's not expected to start this weekend. He might probably start game 34.
Ah, okay. There you go.
So I wasn't here for penalties before he got injured.
Yeah, but now Sarabia is taking him. That's another reason why Sarabia is actually a good pick. He takes those points as well. So, and then you look at Liverpool, Crystal Palace. You have three at the moment. Diaz, Salah, Bradley. I have two. I have Virgil and I have Salah. Like I told you earlier, I was thinking of going into Diaz because I was contemplating Diaz or Darwin. But I think, to be honest, it's Diaz because Diaz is the form guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Diaz...
Another player that people might be overlooking in that Liverpool side that has also quietly been getting points is Alistair.
Yeah. Yeah, he has. He has. He has gotten loads of points.
Yes, dude, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. In his last 7 games, he has only blanked once.
Yep. He's actually getting points. I'm glad you mentioned him. He's actually somebody I thought about a few weeks ago, but I didn't go there. But definitely, I went with Garnacho. I don't know if, I think they sent it on the group. I said it on the pod. I can't remember. But it was between him and Garnacho. And I decided to go for a much cheaper guy in Garnacho. But yeah, definitely McAllister is one to look for. Again, this is the time when you want to be finding those differentials. You know, those guys that form differentials to pass your guy. So it's a bit of like you're taking a chance. But at this point in time, this is where you take your chances to move up.
Yeah.
So also, speaking of Garnacho as well, Bournemouth United. United still has something to play for. So I like the Garnacho pick still. Bournemouth's defense has been one kind lately. So I think United might be able to get a few goals off them. So hopefully I'm starting Garnacho this weekend. So hopefully Garnacho is able to get me points against Bournemouth. West Ham, Fulham. Obviously, you got Bowen, you got Kudus. But those guys, I think they're in Conference League, right? They're in Conference League.
They lost to the Leverkusen.
They're still kind of like in the race for Europa or Conference League in the league. So they're not completely shut down. Yeah, they're a point behind United. So they're not completely shut down for the week. So I won't say West Ham are on the beach, but I feel like if they don't do anything in the next 2-3 games to catch either of the guys on top, or if the guys below somehow overtake them, those West Ham guys might fall off. But they face Fulham this week, and with the way Fulham have been playing, it's not beyond the realms of possibility that they will get dicked. But is there Conference League next week as well?
Yes, no.
Well, their squad is small, though. You might see it.
This week, even like personally, I would avoid especially those Conference League teams, West Ham and Villa. Personally, I would avoid those two this week.
Yeah, and this is a good segue to Villa. This week, what's his name? Watkins popped 2 goals. And you know what? It didn't really affect my rank like that. Though I could have done without that bullshit, though.
because a lot of people sold him when he got injured.
Yeah. Me too. So disaster to afford Salah. Do you understand? And, you know, I could have done without it because he's one of the people that brought my rank down a bit. He's at 36%. So, but he has died down a little bit against a very strong Arsenal side. Though we don't know what kind of, I mean, Arsenal defense has been crazy this season. Really good defense. But with their minds on Champions League a little bit, you know. And also Aston Villa, their mind as well might be a little bit on the what's it called? On top four aspirations, because they still have to catch Spurs. So, you know, it's all to play for at the Emirates Stadium. So that's going to be a tough one. So right now, I don't have Motorscape Watkins, but, you know, I don't know. If I didn't, I mean, is this someone that you buy this week?
Nah.
And you've never had him for a while, so you are good. So, yeah. There you go. And last but not the least, mid-table strugglers. mid-table strugglers. Chelsea versus Everton. Obviously, everyone has Cole Palmer. You know, I don't like saying, oh, if you don't have this player, are you really playing the game? But to be honest, if you really did, Cole Palmer is so easy to own. He's like 6.1. But I've had him since it was like 5 point something.
Yeah, I got him at like 5.4 something. He's this season, he's easily been the best value for money. Easily.
Without a doubt. So definitely Cole Palmer. There's no, but right now I have Gusto, funny enough. But since I got that Gusto, he has always been doing rubbish. But I'm playing against Everton this week. I'm not even sure if he will start. I believe he missed the last game due to injury.
No, he played the last game.
No, he didn't play. Sheffield United, 0 point. He didn't play.
Are you sure?
I said he played.
I actually thought he played.
No, he didn't play Sheffield United. It was United he played. He played United. Because when Sheffield United, when the team sheet came out, I was pissed that it wasn't starting. But he didn't play. Yeah, he didn't play. He didn't play. Well, yeah, so that's our lot for today.
Disasi was our right back. Wow.
Yeah. You know Palumpa stores. Well, that's what this guy calls him, Palumpa. But anyways, captain picks for this week. I know you said Haaland against Luton, you know, but are you completely sure on that? Is that your favorite? Because I actually think Salah against Palace is also very good.
Yeah, he's my vice right now. So I mean,
who's your vice?
Salah is my vice right now. Salah looked very sharp today, to be honest, when he came off the bench. I don't know if it's the fact that maybe he's happy that Ramadan is over or something. I don't know. Salah actually looked really sharp. He was actually unlucky to get a goal disallowed today. So Palace, that's actually a good one.
Okay.
Because, you know, you are right. There are those uncertainty of if Haaland will start, but you know Salah will start.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Salah even came off the bench today, so you know he'll start. Haaland played 90 minutes, so.
Yep, yeah, and at Crystal Palace. Like I said, I see Liverpool bouncing back this week. I see them bouncing back with real strength this week. So I see the thing with Haaland is you always want to, it's against Luton, so you back Man City to do it there. Though we'll see how it goes. I think press conferences are going to be very important to see.
Oh yeah,
And maybe if there are any leaks. The thing is that Man City and Liverpool are both playing at home. So it's hard to get any leaks from Man City since they're at home. And they're actually not the first game. They're like the second game. So at 10 o'clock. So it's very, very hard to get a leak. So hopefully your guys will supply us with some leaks before the kickoff, Abby.
By God's grace.
Yeah. But we'll see if I wake up early. I'll see what's really going on at this side. But for right now, my captain is actually on Salah. That's the person I'm backing this week. Are there any other captain choices that you like? I know we didn't speak a lot about Arsenal, you know, but are there any captain choices or is there any Arsenal player that you're currently looking at?
Man, there's a player I like, but the problem is I don't know if it's just that you don't know if he'll start or not. And this is not even just captaincy, but like a nice differential pick. But Trossard.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Like, funny enough, now I remember when you said that thing about him being like your Jota.
Yeah.
I see what you mean because he's been coming up pretty clutch for you guys this season.
People think he's one of the best finishers in the club now as well.
Oh, no, the guy is a finisher. He's a finisher.
Yeah. I love the way he plays. My own right now for bringing him in is the fact that you don't know if he's good to start.
Yeah, that's just my only thing. But I was like, let's say you knew he would start.
Yeah.
Because he didn't start against Brighton, but he scored.
Yep.
He started in the Champions League, right?
No, he didn't.
Oh, no, he didn't. So chances are he might start this game.
There's a good chance, I mean. So I would say, I think it's a good pick as well. Other captain choices that I'm looking at. I mean, if you want to be tricky, Mbeumo against Sheffield United, that's a good way to go. You know, you might be able to get some freebies there. One person that I'm also considering is KDB against Luton. I think I have to try something, and I think I might try that. But again, I'm going to wait for press conferences to decide what I do. Bournemouth against United. This guy has his goal scoring form has calmed down a bit, too. And I was kind of eyeing him for a minute. Rasmus.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he hasn't scored in a minute, though. How many games has he not scored in now?
Garnacho and Bruno are the ones that are quietly been scoring.
Yeah.
Bruno has like four returns in the last five or so.
Yeah, Bruno is a dangerous one. So, high Oiland has not popped since no more.
Since he came back from injury, he hasn't scored.
Yeah, this guy, his last time he popped was Luton, game week 25. You know, so and even at that time, he actually got like five returns in a row. So maybe he's due some returns because right now his fixtures are Bournemouth away, Sheffield United at home, Burnley at home. So even next week, when the double is, I think it's double next week or the week after. Sorry,
next game week.
Next week, yeah. Even the fact that even though what's his name, Galatro doesn't have a double game week, I'm actually still starting next week when he faces.
So there's actually a chance that might bring Garnacho in this week if I sell Foden.
Yeah, there you go. So there's some value in some United guys because I feel like you guys don't have anything else to play for but for Premier League. So you'll be very shit, but you still might score one or two.
They still have FA Cup.
Yeah, there you go. You have FA Cup. Sorry, my bad. I forgot about that. So yeah, that's our captain C for this week. Ugh, we don't have the community team. We'll get happy to do that. But before we go, as usual, we always do our community team. No, not our community team. Sorry. Whatchamacallit? Hold on a second. Let me try and pull it out. Yep. Our differentials. And let's open up and let's see how you losers did last week. What do you wear for Gavin Doss? What do you wear for Gakpo? Wait, Gakpo scored now?
No, he didn't. I'm the one that went for Gakpo. He didn't score us.
Oh, wait, was he ruled out? I thought he scored the third for Liverpool.
It was Salah and Diaz that scored.
Oh, it was Salah and Diaz?
Yeah. They were the ones that scored.
Oh, okay. I actually thought it was the other way around. I didn't know that. I don't know why I thought he scored. Okay, so let me look at. So, that means I was the only one that got points last week. Mbwemo points, baby. Bemo points. Let me give them 3 points. Zero for you lot. You lot can take your zero. I thought you were ready. This guy got to like 4 zeros in a row. Last week it was Jackson, then it was a Biddy, and then it was
no, but that Jackson, the bastard, he should have scored you. Bro,
after thinking about my turn was on four. Okay, all right, for this week, Habi is going with Mbwemo. All right, who are you going with?
Okay, this week I'm going with Rodri.
Ooh, interesting, Rodri. I feel like Rodri is not good to start, just watch.
But there's no way Rodri not starts. There's no way Rodri will not start. Dude, if Rod, I'll actually be shocked if he doesn't start.
Fair enough. I am going to go with KDB. So, and I'm also going to bring in KDB as well. Just waiting on when to bring him in. Because, you know, with KDB, you have to wait and make sure the guy actually fits.
Actually, you know, can I change my differential?
To who?
Let me change this to Doku.
Ooh, Doku. Huh? Well, that's very spicy.
Yeah, that's spicy too. You know me, I like spicy pigs.
Atarudu spicy. All right. No wala. All right. Cool. All right. So that's our lot for today. Except if like, you want to mention any other players before we call it.
Oh, man.
No. All right. All right. Fair enough. So thank you all for listening. Please follow us on our Twitter page, Differential FPL. Like, subscribe, and good luck this week. See you next. Sorry. And we'll have another pod for you next week. Have a good one. Goodbye, everyone.
Peace.